Good morning to you all. We're so glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church this morning. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to Jeremiah chapter 2, beginning reading at verse 21. Yet I planted thee a noble vine, wholly a right seed. How then art thou turned into a degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? For though thou wash thee with nitre, and take thee much soap, yet thine iniquity is marked before me, saith the Lord God. How can you say, I am not polluted? I have not gone after Balaam. See thy way in the valley. Know what thou hast done. Thou art a swift dromedary traversing her ways. This entire chapter deals with God exposing the sin of Israel, though Israel never admitted that she was a sinner, that she was in violation of any of God's commands. She had so corrupted her mind that she believed she was right. And she could not understand why God would be upset with her. It's interesting here that God says to her, for though thou wash thee with nitre and take thee much soap, yet thine iniquity is marked before me. You know, this is the old-fashioned remedy for sin. I'll just dress up myself. I'll just make myself look presentable, turn over a new leaf, and everything will be fine with me. God says that that is not possible. Though you were to get the best cleansing agent out there. Whenever I was a kid, Mom used to buy Octagon soap. Anybody ever heard of Octagon soap? Octagon soap. That stuff was the most powerful soap known to man, I believe. And she had a reason for buying that because we were always out in the dirt playing. We got filthy as kids in the summertime, barefoot. We'd come in just black from the dirt and the dust playing all day long. And so she would make us use that Octagon soap to wash with to get all the dirt off and to make us clean. Well, that's what man says. We have our own version of cleansing. We have Octagon spiritual cleanser that will just wash us and we'll be good with God. And God says that's not good enough. Nitre was a natural cleansing agent of the earth. But God says it's not good enough. Though thou get the best soap, the most fragrant soap, you're not good enough. You have to be cleansed by me. One of the things that God requires in His worship is that His people be clean. Whenever we come together to worship Him corporately, you and I need to be clean. Now, how do we cleanse ourselves? Well, the Bible says that for the Christian, we are washed in the water of the Word. The water of the Word is what washes our hearts and minds and cleanses us of our sin. Now, if we're here without Christ, then we need the blood. The Bible says the blood cleanses us from our sin, puts us in a right state. And from that point on, we don't have to go back and be saved over again. What we have to be is cleansed by the washing of the water of the Word. And so as we've gathered together today to sing spiritual songs unto the Lord, to enter into prayer and to enter into the worship of God, you and I need to be clean. And so we need to ask God to cleanse us of all sin and that He might make us fit vessels to receive the truth from His Word today so that we can indeed worship Him. Let's not be like Israel that says, we're clean, we're innocent, we've done nothing wrong. For God said, oh, your wickedness, your sin is marked before me. It's very clear to me. And so we need to be honest about our souls this morning. We need to be honest before God and ask Him to give us clean hearts whereby we might be able to worship Him in spirit and in truth.